All right, let's travel to DeVore, California. And do you know where that is? It is off the 15 and between the 215, 12 miles northwest of downtown San Bernardino. Lots of new buildings and housing has been built there in the last several years. It's the last town to pass through before taking the Cajon Pass to reach Hesperia. And outside the boundaries of San Bernardino National Forest, it houses the Glen Helen Pavilion and Amphitheater, the largest in North America. So it's just south of DeVore. Demographics, about 51% to 49% male to female, just a few more male than female. Age average is 29. 50% of the people have children. So half the family households have children living with them. The average income is $82,000. 13% are below poverty. 62% own their home and 38% rent. There are no vacant homes. 44% are married, 43% never married, 42% have had high school, 30% have some college, 12% a college degree. The overall crime, however, is F, and we'll look at that in a little more details later. 58% is white, 39% Hispanic, 1% African American and Asian, approximate population and growing, 2283. Now, in 1776, Father Garces, a missionary, which you'll hear from some of the other cities in that neighboring area, traveled along the Mojave Indian Trail and met the Serrano Indians. Near the Glen Helen Park today, he saw the Serrano Indian village and called them later. Another father in 1819 noticed them, and he called them the Santisma Trinidad. In 1826, the Mojave Trail offered access to fur trapping led by none other than Jedediah Smith, who he passed through the area. In 1847, a U.S. Army group known as the Mormon Battalion, they camped there for a while, purchasing the Rancho San Bernardino. During the 1850s, a family established a way station, a place where a lot of people would stop and get things to replenish as they traveled further along. So a lot of weary travelers would stop there. In 1858, Major William Hoffman scouted the area for military post sites. Now, in 1902, the modern era of DeVore began. A highly successful Chicago businessman by the name of John DeVore purchased 1,800 acres of the land with the goal of transforming it into a real showpiece. In his obituary in 1907, the paper Sun acknowledged that his dream had blossomed into promoting the area into a world-famous resort for tourists. A San Bernardino Festival of the Arrowhead happened in May 1908. And later, another person created the Glen Helen Amphitheater, which they used to have a huge, huge, huge festival. In fact, we're going to learn a little bit more about it. So, Father God, we're going to just pray right now for DeVore. There's only one community church in DeVore at present. The remaining churches that are nearby are in San Bernardino and Fontana, not far to drive, but certainly we pray that churches will spring up. We pray for intercessors to rise up and pray for this area, for revival to break out. We pray for a Christian organization in some way to host a revival meeting. Wouldn't that be awesome? At the Glen Helen Amphitheater, which seats 65,000 people, the largest outdoor music venue in the U.S. The orchestra box and loggi section seat 10,000, almost 11,000 people. The lawn section seats 54,000. Constructed in 1982 when Steve Wozniak and the Unison Corporation completed the development and had the famous 1982 U.S. Festival. Now, Father God, we pray that these festivals and the places, people that do perform here, we pray for godly ones, we pray for healthy things to happen, we pray for no one to get hurt, drugs to be not there, and no alcohol. Father, we pray for it to be a safe place and no crime. The crime issues there are graded F. Property crime is D+, and other is F. The top issues are drug-related, very high at 41%. So God, we pray for people to find something else that would transform their life, Jesus Christ and the gospel, that would deliver them from the need to take drugs. We pray against the vandalism and the theft and the burglary that occurs most likely due to the drugs. So God, we pray that this would stop and that people would raise up children in the way that they should go. And when they get older, they will not depart from it. We pray for revival to break out in DeVore. And wouldn't it be awesome that we could attend a revival meeting at Glen Helen Amphitheater? To God be the glory. Amen.